Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. कांति सितां मृषति निंदित सारदिन्दु यत्रै गतो विलसितां मषितांग शोभां वृंदावने विकृत यामुन गांग शंगम राधा मुकुंद युगलं तदहं नमामि वंशी विभूषित करान वनीरदाभात् पीतांबराधरण बिंब फलाधरोष्टात् पूर्णेन्दु सुंदर मुखादरविंद नेत्रा कृष्णात्वरं किमपि तत्त्वमहं न जाने ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18 and Text Number 20. Anyecham, Mayam, Mayam, Antardhanam, भूतात्मनं मयं प्रकल्प्य वत्सन्ते धारणामयं अन्ये च मायिनो मायां अन्तर्धानाद्भुतात्मनां मयं प्रकल्प्य वत्सन्ते धारणामयम् अन्ये च मायिनो मायाम् अन्तर्धानाद्भुतात्मनां मयं प्रकल्प्य वत्सन्ते विदुर्धारणामयम्
Others.
Cha.
Also.
Mayina, mystic magicians. Mayam, mystic powers. Antardhana, disappearing. Advaita, wonderful. Atmanam, of the body. Maya, mayam, mayam. The demon named Maya. Prakalpya, making. Vatsam, the cat. Te, they. Duduhu, milk dog. Dharanamayam, proceeding from will. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Others also, the inhabitants of planet known as Kim Purusha, Loka, made the demon Maya into a calf, and they milked out mystic powers by which one can disappear immediately from another's vision and appear again in different form. Please repeat. Others also, the inhabitants of planet known as Kim Purusha Loka, made the demon Maya into a calf, and they milked out mystic powers by which one can disappear immediately from another's vision and appear again in a different form. Purport. It is said that the inhabitants of Kim Purusha Loka can perform many wonderful mystic demonstrations. In other words, they can exhibit as many wonderful things as one can imagine. The inhabitants of this planet can do whatever they like or whatever they imagine. Such powers are also mystic powers. The possession of such mystic power is called Ishita. The demons generally learn such mystic powers by practice of yoga. In the Dasama Skanda, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a vivid description of how the demons appear before Krishna in various wonderful forms. For instance, Bakasura appeared before Krishna as his before Krishna and as he and his cowherd boyfriend as a gigantic crane. While present in this planet, Lord Krishna had to fight with many demons who could exhibit the wonderful mystic powers of Kim Purusha Loka. Although the inhabitants of Kim Purusha Loka are naturally endowed with such powers, one can attain these powers on this planet by performing different yogic practices. Anyeja mayino mayam antardhana sadatmanam mayam prakalpe vatsante duduhur dharanamayam. So in this sloka, by saying anyeja, referring to the topic or the referring to other people what they have done before. Many people have achieved something or whatever they desired. In the beginning of this chapter we can see that even the end of previous chapter, Bhumi Devi, Prithvi, has prayed to Prithu Maharaj so many ways, and still Prithu Maharaj was angry like anything. He was so angry that his prashvarita dharaha, his lips were trembling. You have experience when you get angry, but lips are trembling and hands are shaking, And what has happened? And lose your temper, right? Rusha Prashpurita Varaha. Even though Prithvi has prayed with so many verses to Prithvi Maharaj, still he was not pacified. He was still angry. He was ready to kill her anyway. And then Prithvi Devi again prayed and really trying to pacify him, saying that she gave some incidents that one eye was sinking in the ocean and Hiranyaksha took her away. And you are the one who took, you know, who delivered me out, put me out. And you are the one who saved me in that way, and you are now present, ready to kill me. How can I understand this? You know, apparently it looks very contradiction. You save me and you want to kill me. But you are the Lord, you are the Ishwara, you can do anything. But please give up your anger. Manyam Shanni Yaksha. That's what Prithvi said in the beginning. Manyam Shanni Yaksha, you give up your anger. I can tell you something very important. What is that? Pura Brahmana Vasadaya Srishta Asadbhir Adhitata Pratahi Bhujyamana Maya Trishta. In the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma has created all these grains and herbs. And I have been producing them. Because most of the time they are good kings. When kings are pious and rajarsis, during that time there is no scarcity. You see in first canto, it says that when Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling, after he got the victory on Kurukshetra, when he was ruling, what was the quality of the earth? Sarva kama dukhamahi kamam bavarsha parjanya sarva kama dukhamahi kamam bavarsha parjanya. It was lots of rainfall in proper season. And sarva kama dukhamahi, Prithvi was, you know, producing anything people would need. Sarva kama dukhamahi. So that is the quality of Prithvi. She can provide you anything is needed in the human society to live happily. Sarva kama dukhamahi. So because in due course of time, people, the kings became degraded. The kings became degraded and the rogues and thieves became enthusiastic and they robbed me like anything. So. And they didn't care to take care of me. They simply robbed. So therefore I have hidden all the herbs and grains, I have hidden them in me. Why? Because they will be needed in time, when time changes. Some good king will come and they need to perform yajna, so I have to secure, I have to keep safe this. So I have saved all these grains and herbs in me. But it's long time has passed and they all got rotten, all deteriorated. Now what you have to do, Vatsam me kalpaya viram vanyenaham tava vatsala. I'm very affectionate to you. And also you are affectionate to me. Please do one thing, Prithvi is saying. Please do one thing. What? That I already have assumed this form of a cow. So to get something from cow, you know, what we get from cow? We get more milk. To milk me out, what you have to do? You have to bring me someone who is very dear to me. So out of affection to him, to my child, to my calf, everyone can achieve, can milk from me anything they desire, whatever is needed. You know, there are different kind of societies and different kind of need is there. So Prithu Maharaj was very pleased to hear that. So what he did, and Prithvi Devi also requested one more thing. First was, you milk me out with a cap, and the second was, you level the surface of the globe, so that whatever rainfall comes, that will stay stored in the surface, so that will keep the moisture in the ground, so grain and herbs can grow nicely. Prithu Maharaj liked this idea. So what he did, Bhupatim Manum Vatsam Kritva. Bhupati means King Prithu, Manu Vatsam Kritva, Swayambhu Manu. He invited Swayambhu Manu to be the calf. And what he did? What was the thing he achieved? Viduha Sakala Ushadhi. He milked out all the Oshadis, all the herbs and grains. That was his needed for the human society, herbs and grains. Herbs are needed to cure yourself, cure your body. There are so many diseases. And grains to maintain the body, to the feet, to live. And there are many other incidents happen. Who was that? Okay, King Prithu had the Swayambhu Manu as Vatsa, as a calf, and he milked out everything in his hand. And to milk, you need some pot, some vessel to keep this thing. And second incident was Rishaya Brihaspatim. Rishis, the sages, they brought Brihaspati as the calf, and Chandomayam Payaha Indriyeshu Duduhu. So what they need? They needed Vedic mantras, chandas. So they milk it out in their indriyas, in their senses. That was the part. Third incident was demigods. What they did? Demigod brought Indra as the calf of the cow. And Hiranvayana Patrena, they have a pot, a golden pot. So they milked out Soma. Soma is the drinking beverage. That gives you Viryam, Ojo, Valam. Viryam means mental strength. Ojo means intellectual power, and balam is strength, bodily strength. And then fourth incident is Daitya Danava. All the Daityas and Danavas, Daitya means the son of deities, and Danavas, those are the son of Banu. They brought whom? Prahlad as the cat. And what was the pot? Ayah Patre. They had a pot of iron. Demigod had the golden pot. The Rakshas, the Daityas have iron pot. So what they did? Shura. Shura is the wine. That's what they need, Asura. Aduduhan. And then the fifth incident is Gandharva Apsarasa. Gandharvas and Apsarasas, they came. They had Vatsa, they have a cow. Who was the calf? Vishwavasu. And Padmamaya Patre, the pot of lotus. You can imagine how they could hold in the lotus pot. In the lotus pot, they milked out what? Maduram Gandharvam. Sweet melodies. And then next incident is Pitaraha, the forefathers. forefathers brought Aryama as a calf, and they did what? Kavyam, Kshira Madhukshata. Kavyam is? What is Kavyam? Kavyam is that offering that they offer to forefathers. And then next incident is Siddhaha Kapilam. Siddha, the inhabitants of Siddha locals. They had Kapildev as a calf. And then what they did? Siddhim Vidyam Siddhu. They milked out perfections and Vidya, spiritual knowledge. So we heard this much until yesterday. So today, in this sloka, it says Anyecha and others. And other people also did what? What are those others? Those others are from the Kim Purusha Loka, as Srila Prabhupada translates here. Mystic others also, the inhabitants of planet known as Kim Purusha Loka. Yesterday we heard that Sankalpanamayam Siddhim, so perfections they got, you know. There are eight kinds of perfection that we heard in short yesterday. So the inhabitants of Kim Purusha Loka also, they wanted some kind of Siddhi, mystic powers. So what they had? They had a calf, even Maya. You know about Maya, right? Maya Dhanav was the father-in-law of Ravana. Is that right? Ravana's neighbor. So this same Maya Dhanav, he was very mystic, he has mystic powers. For the pleasure of Maharaj Yudhishthira, he constructed what? Indraprastha, the amazing palace where Duryodhana was envious. So this Maya Dhanav was brought as a calf, and what they did, dharanamayam mayam duduhu. Mayam duduhu, maya means the mystic power, dharanamayam, that you can possess. And what happens? Antardhana, advutatmana. Those who have this perfection, they can disappear from the scene. Just like Prabhu is disappearing from the scene. You can disappear from the scene and you can appear somewhere else. Many years ago, my father told a story. Many years ago, I don't know what is the situation right now. Many years ago, saintly people, sadhus, they used to travel in the train without ticket. They have to go Haridwar or Ayodhya, Rishikesh, Varanasi. They would get in a train and they go. The TT would not disturb them. They call TT, what is called? Conductor? Ticket collector. But sometimes they get really into their case. You know, they chase them away from the room. But it used to be like that. The group of saintly people come and they get into one room and nobody bothers them. They just go, because saintly people are the soul, and they are the power. They are the base of the country. These saintly people are performing austerities and doing sadhana and chanting the holy name. Because of them, the society is still alive. If the saintly people are killed or they are destroyed, they are harassed, then fall down is very sure. You can see in the history how that goes. So therefore they didn't bother. I'm not sure what goes up right now. So my father said that he had seen this incident while he was traveling one time. There was one very big yogi. He came in the room, in that compartment. So they were traveling. Who knows where they are going? They are going some distance. So in particular time there was a ticket collector. He came looking for, you know, checking the tickets. So he came to this saintly person and he said, "Where is your ticket?" He said, "I'm sadhu, I don't need a ticket. I can travel anywhere. You don't know this?" He said, "No, where's your ticket? I need your ticket. Otherwise you cannot go." So he was really into his case. He was traveling him. So this sadhu has a trident, big long trident. "You want your ticket? Really?" He picked up ticket, the trident, and lifted up like this. And he says, "Har Har Mahadev!" Then he stuck in the ground. And he was sitting on the floor. He stuck in the ground. And he disappeared. He disappeared from there. So trident stuck in the ground is not on the floor, it's all the way down the ground. That means it pierced the floor and it went all the way down. So the train stopped at that time, it was, you know, in the platform. So time to go, you know, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, after that train have to leave. The train trying to go, his train is not going. He cannot go because he got stuck with the trident or the sadhu. He got stuck there. And then nobody knows what happened. They're going from the front to the back, back to the front. Nothing is wrong, everything is okay. They see the trident is stuck in the ground. But they don't know it went all the way down the ground. So finally they found that the ticket master, he was traveling this sadhu, that's what it happened. So they went around looking for him and he was somewhere else, in another compartment, he was sitting there. So everybody went there, you know, asked for forgiveness, and they brought him back to that, to where the trident stuck. He said, "Please forgive us, we will not travel, sadhus can travel in the train, please let the train go." So then his sadhu came, sit down, and he pulled out, "Har Har Mahadev," pulled his out, train goes, Hare Krishna. Just, you know, Bharat Bhumi, this is the wealth of Bharat. There are great sadhus, great sannyasis, great devotees. This is the wealth of India. That's why you are from all different countries, you are coming here to learn what is the Vedic culture, what is devotional service, what is our spiritual wealth. So this is, so Srila Prabhupada says this kind of perfection, the people who are the residents of Kim Purusha Loka, they used to have. But even people from this planet can attain this kind of power by practice of mystic yoga. We heard yesterday the Prabhu was explaining that we want to get perfection on all the 8 mystic power, then it will take about 96 years. One kind of perfection you will achieve in 12 years, so 8 perfection you want to get, then 96 years you have to spend. So it's not worth. We only live in Paramayu, the ultimate ayu, the life span is given to us, is only 100 years. But how many of us will have surety that you will live for 100 years? Not really. So therefore, certain sweet process is bhakti. Krishna says, "Bhaktya mam abhijanati." By devotional service only one can understand me, and by understanding me, he will be able to come, he will be qualified to come back to my abode. So talking about Kim Purusha, this Kim Purusha Varsha, see, now we are talking about Prithu Maharaj right now. Prithu Maharaj is coming in the dynasty of Dhruva Maharaj, right? Dhruva Maharaj is the son of Uttanapad And Uttanapada is son of Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu is son of Brahma. Okay? Now we refer to another line. Brahma son is Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu's son was Priyavrata. You know, Priyavrata and Uttanapada are brothers. So Priyavrata's son is Agnidra. Priyavrata's son is Agnidra. So Agnidra, Priyavrata divided the whole globe into seven because he was running through a chariot just like sun god, because he wanted to dissipate the darkness from the globe. You know, why there should be darkness? No god darkness. You know, I can do this good thing to the people. So he drove a chariot for 7 days and Brahma stopped him. No, you can't do this. Don't do it. So 7 days he ran. So because that chariot had only one wheel. So that one wheel made seven divisions in the Bhuloka, in the earthly planet. So one of them was Jambudvipa. So they became seven islands, so one island was Jambudvipa. So during the reign of Priyavrata's son was Agnidra, so Agnidra divided that Jambudvipa also in nine. So they are called verses. Agnidra had nine sons, who are known as Bhadraswa, Ketumal, Kimpurush, Uttar, Puru, and so on. So when he retired, he gave all these different verses, we can track of land, to his son. So Kimpurush, his son, became the king of Kimpurush Varsha. In Bhagavatam, 5th canto is described that in Kimpurush Varsha, Lord Ramachandra resides. In different verses, different form of the Lord residing. Hari Varsha, Lord Nrisingadev resides. And in Bharata Varsha, Lord Narayana is prominent. In Kimpurush Varsha, Lord Ramachandra resides, and Lord Ramachandra is being worshipped with the people who reside in Kimpurush Varsha. So what kind of people reside in Kimpurush Varsha? Kimpurush, as a worldly meaning, literally meaning of Kimpurush means what kind of man? Is something, those people are something strange, you know, not like us. For example, Hanuman. Hanuman resides in Kimpurush Varsha. So he looks like a human, but something strange in him. He has a tail, he has some different kind of mouth. So he says, what kind of man is? Those are the strange human beings looking like monkey. They live in that place, Kimpurush Varsha. So Lord Ramachandra is being worshipped by Hanuman, etc. Hanuman and Arshtrishena is another person who are very much engaged in devotional service. And Arshtrishen and Hanuman, they sit down and talk about Lord Ramachandra. And, you know, always talk about Krishna at the pastimes. That's how they spend their time. There is no other engagement. Simply sit and manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji namanashkuru. So these are Kimpurusha Varsha. Srila Prabhupada mentions Kimpurushas are the area north of the Himalayas. North of the Himalayas, that place may be Russia or China, somewhere. Those places are Kimpurushas. I mean, those residents of Kimpurusha, you don't find them now. Maybe in the forest. But that part of land is called Kimpurusha. So Hanuman worships Lord Ramachandra in Kimpurusha, and he sings the glory of Lord Ramachandra. How he sings? Na janmanunam mahato na shobhagam na vagna buddhi manasa to sahetu deyalvi srishta na pinobano kasha chakara chakhe vata lakshmana vraja. Hanuman praying Lord Ramachandra, and he exposing the glory of Lord Ramachandra, how that Lord Ramachandra, his glory is so so wonderful, that one person, anyone, not by having birth in high parentage, not by having great riches, not by having wonderful speeches and great fortune. You can't really please the Lord. You can't really have the friendship of the Lord. If that was true, how could Lord Ramachandra, being very affectionate to us, we are not scholars, we not have good, wonderful bodily feature, we don't speak so nice. Still, Lord Ramachandra has been so kind to us. He has placed his lotus feet upon us. How wonderful he is. Lakshmana Grata, he is the brother of, elder brother of Lakshmana. He is Sakara Sakyevata Lakshmana Grata. He has been so merciful to us. So Srila Prabhupada explains in that context, just like Kunti Maharani prayed to Krishna, Janvai Swarya Sruta Sri Bhi Vedhamana Madhapuman Naivarhatya Vidhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. The Lord is Akinchana Gocharam. The Lord can be approached by only one who has nothing. Akinchana. Kinchana means something, Akinchana means nothing. Akinchana Gocharam. The Lord is approachable by somebody has nothing. Somebody has nothing means what? Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. How's that? Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpilo tva pade manda kisho. Whatever I have, my Lord, is all yours. I offer to you. Manasa deha geha, my mind, my deha, my body, geha, my home, jo kichu, ja kichu mor. Whatever I have, whatever I possess, is belong to you, my Lord. I offer back to you. I am simply your representative. I am using, I am utilizing these things since you have given me. So, but everything is yours. So that is called Nishkinchana. He does not think, Bhaktivinoda teaches us, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how to be Nishkinchana. We have something, but it belongs to Krishna. Krishna has given me this, but it's nothing is mine. So I have nothing, Nishkinchana. It doesn't belong to me. So that way, as long as we hold on something, we can't reach to Krishna. Krishna says, you give up everything and you come. The Prabhupada gives this example how Kolavecha Sridhar was very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Kolavecha Sevakir Dekha Bhagya Shima Brahma Sivakande Jara Dekhiya Mahima. Look at the glory, look at the greatness of Kolavecha Sridhar, who has nothing. You have heard about the Kolavecha Sridhar, whose hut has so many holes. He can see sun god from inside the house. And if rains, all rain goes inside the house and on his bed. That kind of house he has. To eat what he has, what's the business? He sells kola becha, what he sells banana leaves and banana trunks. Whatever earning he gets, he spends half of it to Ganga Puja. And what he does for half? With half? He maintains himself. Lord Chaitanya goes. Now he gives him a lot of trouble. He gives him a lot of trouble. But anyway, Lord Chaitanya is very affectionate to him. He is very merciful to him. Lord Chaitanya is pleased by Kolavecha Sridhar. Dhani jane panditye krishnire nahi paai kevala bhaktira vaso chaitanya goshai. If someone has dhan, wealth, and followers, and he may be so much a big scholar and delivering lots of lectures, but he may not be able to achieve Krishna, attain Krishna, until and unless he has devotional service to Krishna. Kevala bhakti rebasa Chaitanya Goswami. This is the qualification, this is the characteristics of Chaitanya Goswami or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that only those who are devoted, those who are engaged in devotional service, they achieve the lotus feet of Chaitanya. So here similarity is given here. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra, they are having similar qualities. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, Lord Krishna is so merciful, Lord Ramachandra is so merciful. How? Because Hanuman is pointing out here how merciful he is. Lord Ramachandra had been merciful to the vulture, Jatayu. He himself did the funeral ceremony of Jatayu. He had been merciful to Sabri. Sabri, that low caste woman who picked up a fruit and she tasted by herself and she offered, and Lord Ramachandra had accepted those remnants from the low caste woman. He is so merciful. And what else? Well, if you analyze, Lord Ramachandra didn't do much. Lord Krishna didn't do much. But his holy name has done so much. His holy name has done so much. So many sinful people like Mrigari, Ratnakara Dasyu, Valmiki, and so on and on, all the sinful, sinner than the sinners, who chanted the holy name and became liberated, went back to Godhead. That is the glory of the holy name. Lord Ramachandra have done great to some of the living entities. Krishna has done some. Lord Chaitanya has done some. But by chanting their holy name, many, many of them have gone back to Godhead. Lord Ramachandra could do exposition by touching with his feet. Lord Ramachandra touched one rock was on the ground. Who was that rock? That was the wife of Gautam Muni. Gautam Muni had cursed her to become a rock. Lord Ramachandra simply touched it. What happened? She regained her form, she went back to wherever she's supposed to go. That's just kind of mystics. But the holy name, the wonderful holy name of the Lord, of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, can do so much wonderful thing. You can see in the present day, Srila Prabhupada, till Chaitanya's order, Chaitanya's mission, Lord Chaitanya's holy name, and so many villages became Vaishnavas. Can you imagine that? Thousands of villages became Vaishnava and became glorious. Srila Prabhupada glorified Jayananda Prabhu, who passed away even during the lifetime of Srila Prabhupada. He went back to Godhead. So glorious devotees. Even today, those who have taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya, taken shelter of this holy name, have become glorious. Day by day we see in the bigger communities people are passing away, they are leaving the body and going back to Godhead. How glorious their life is. This is simply the glory of, this is the importance of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So time is really flying away. I would like to stop here and invite any questions there. Thank you very much. Any questions? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.